Salt Water by Josip Pla, translated by Peter Bush, Archipelago Press, 2020. We need to do an inventory right now, he declares gloomily. He drops the tiller, jumps and starts rummaging among the marrows we've loaded. Then he shouts out as if someone has just stamped on his toes. Just what I thought, we forgot the onions. So what? I reply blankly. And then he begins on another long story, the reason why he forgot the onions. Early that morning, he'd ordered onions from Marietta Bacia, as Marietta is the person in Calais who has the best onions money can buy. Moreover, Marietta is very kind. When Hermos was a young lad and went on board Big Boy's boat to go hake fishing in far-off waters and returned home starving and shivering, she fed him. In other words, no onions can better those sold by Marietta Bacia. However, when he ordered them, Marietta was grilling a sea bream for her son-in-law's breakfast, because it is his favourite breakfast, and Marietta thinks it's absolutely fine for her son-in-law to eat one or two grilled sea bream for breakfast. Hermos couldn't tear her away from the embers smouldering on the grill. In the meantime, he went to the kiosk to buy a packet of 15-centime cheroots, which he had to select one by one, thus relegating his obsession with onions to the back of his head. The fact is that what with the grilled sea bream, Marietta's way of keeping her son-in-law happy, the cheroots, and the huge amount of things you must have on your mind on such a day, the onions remained on land. I reckon we can get by without onions. Oh, no, we can't, retorts Hermos, in that imperious tone he uses on board. We cannot proceed without onions. What on earth are you thinking? We are opposite Tamariu, and he steers the prow towards Aigua Shalida. From the sea, Tamariu has the simplicity of a Japanese print. The soft, hazy contours of the expanse of land behind the beach possess a melancholy charm, a grave beat. We anchor in Aigua Shalida. Hermos jumps onto land and heads towards his hut to fetch onions. I watch him from the boat. He can't find his key. He nervously searches his pockets. He spends ages impatiently looking for it everywhere. He finally finds it in a pants pocket, even though it's a large key. I hear his blood-curdling curse, which vanishes among the solitary pines. He eventually returns with half a string of onions. We've wasted 3/4 of an hour. A few strokes of our oars and we're out of the bay and hoisting the sail again. The wind weakens and is about to die. It takes us as far as Gavina. When we're level with that rock, the sail flaps and we feel the first gust of the northwesterly on our faces. I tighten the cleat, Hermos the sheet, then we secure the sail and begin to sail out to sea. The aim is to reach Fornés by tacking to the wind. We sail in silence as evening falls.